I like it, don't you? When you use your computer, click on to something, and it goes, that little circle goes around and around and around and around and around and around and around. And then when you're...
The loading circle, you mean?
Right, the loading circle. And then it says, this page can't be displayed. Anybody else having trouble with DougStephan.com? This is the second time in a week that
I had a problem getting it on.
I don't want to send people there if we can't get there to begin with.
It is taking a little longer than usual.
Yeah, no, I think there's a problem. Kenny, will you check that out? It's Ken Kessler along with Jennifer Horn, Doug Stephan, Rich McFadden. I had some Florida news. Actually, a couple of things going on in Florida that you may or may not be interested to get us off of the political and all. Although there's some great news. There are now seven, count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 scandals that we can have some fun with. Meanwhile, before we get
there, we should make trading cards for all of them.
Yeah.
You collect all seven.
That's a good idea.
Right?
So can you get onto the website or not?
Oh, no, it's still loading.
Really? So there's a problem.
I think something's wrong.
Yeah, I think there's some kind of server thing.
All right, so maybe you can go rattle a cage at our pals there.
Let's get in touch with that Doug Stephan guy.
Right, never mind. Yeah, right. It's always my fault. The news from Florida, Palm Beach Post this morning reporting that Howard Stern is spending $52 million to buy a mansion on the same street where Rush Limbaugh lives. In Palm
Beach.
They
love each other, you know.
Oh, I'm sure they are great pals. Yeah. Let's see here. I like the numbers here. The fellow who lived in the house bought it in 1986 for $5 million, and he's selling it to Howard Stern for 10 times that. So 1986 to 2013, that's 96, like 27 years.
And they say people aren't making money anymore.
Yeah. In real estate. Yes. There we go. And then the story that you'll find, probably no one says to me to talk about, was at DougStephan.com. I can't send people there. Although it is kind of an interesting story. A thief in Florida.
We can just describe it. It's a web page.
Yes, it is. Yes. The story about this Florida thief who may have gotten away with stealing several items from his neighbor's house. It's not Howard Stern stealing from Rush Limbaugh. But the police found him because part of what he was stealing was a coin collection, and he left a trail of coins for the police.
Funny, and birds don't eat coins,
obviously,
so I'd imagine they'd be there.
Yeah, right. All right, so that'll show up sooner or later once we figure out what's going on at DougStephan.com. I have figured out all of these scandals. If you thought three, at first it was the IRS, right? That was, oh, wow, do you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
And then the Benghazi thing, that's terrible. Can you imagine those guys doing that? And then there was the acquiring of the phone records at the Associated Press. Oh, that's terrible. And the Department of Justice isn't talking about it. That was number three. Number four was the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Catherine Sebelius, going to people that her department scrutinizes, i.e. the private hospitals, to try to give them to kick in money so that Obamacare can be implemented because there's not enough tax dollar input.
Ick.
Okay, that was that's number four, right? Number five, the EPA giving favorable treatment to the greenie groups and unfavorable treatment to those that are not greenies. That's five, right? Number six, it seems that the Department of Justice has lost some terror suspects who were given new identities.
Oops.
And now they can't find them.
Where did I put those terror suspects?
I had them sitting there somewhere.
I knew they were nearby.
Okay, so you ready for number seven?
Oh, please.
All right, this could be number 1B.
Okay.
Number 1A, the IRS and the stall they put on the conservative, the Tea Party groups and all that stuff. So now it comes around through crack newspaper investigative reporting that the Barack H. Obama Foundation sought tax-exempt status to raise money for what they described as good works over in Africa. So the IRS stepped in and helped. We're going to help our president. As Kenny said a few minutes ago, it's nice to be king.
Yes.
Because not only did they give speedy approval to the Obama Foundation, but they sent it, the IRS agreed to give the group The Obama Foundation is run by President Obama's brother and is named after
his
father.
Wait, the one that was drunk in Framingham?
No, that was his cousin.
That was an uncle, wasn't it?
I think you're right. I apologize.
I get them all mixed up.
Yeah, I know you do. So the IRS not only gave speedy approval, like overnight approval, to the President's Foundation, but it also agreed to give the group a financial status retroactively. So instead of just having it from day one forward, they go back to 2009 when they started to raise funds for the Barack Obama Foundation.
They would do that for anybody.
Yeah. The 34 days the IRS's Cincinnati office took to process the foundation application stands in stark contrast to the wait of months and months and months, and a couple of cases, I guess a year or so, that the righty groups say they experienced at the same office. The president has apologized, saying Americans have a right to be angry that the office improperly targeted these groups. The IRS handling of the Obama-named group was revealed by yet another watchdog group, the National Legal and Policy Center. So the Washington Post today confirms reports that this is highly irregular. But you know what? It's okay, because he's the president. He's the president in resident. Remember that for George Bush? George Bush doesn't have a foundation, does he?
I don't know. I don't even think he has
a first floor, never mind a foundation.
Hey.
So in 2009, the Barack H. Obama Foundation, accused by the National Legal and Policy Center of being maybe not what it's supposed to be. The group had been promoting itself as a charity and seeking donations that it said would be tax deductible, but it lacked the required tax exempt status. Groups must have or have active application for tax exempt status to solicit these donations. Executive director of the National Legal and Policy Center said it was highly suspicious. You think? It was a sham charity. And anyway, so this will be good. This is, by the time we are back on Monday, there should be some great stuff showing up over the weekend in the Sunday chat shows with all of this stuff. But that's probably number seven on the list of things.
So would we consider this administration imploding at the moment? Or do you think it's, what do you think?
I think that they'll fiddle and fuss. I think it's a good time to file your taxes. If you haven't got the taxes.
There's that silver lining.
This might be a good time to take the action. I don't know about the rest of it, though. My God, these people are so clueless. They really, really are. Is it arrogance or just clueless? Maybe a combination
both,
of both.
Probably.
Right? Mm-hmm. There's not a more dangerous Molotov cocktail than ignorance and arrogance put together. And that's kind of what this is all about. Anyway, we have some sort of talk radio caller reaction to all of this coming up in a moment. First, however, some very important announcements that you should listen very carefully to.
Discover card.
Yeah, hi. I'm picking up some things for a barbecue this weekend, and I want to make sure that I'm signed up for that 5% cash back.
Yep, you're all set. What are you buying?
Lumber for a deck, a grill, maybe some potted plants.
Even better. Right now, anything you buy at a home improvement store gets you 5% cash back through June.
5%? Sweet.
Now, you're building an entire deck?
Yep.
And the party is this weekend?
Yeah.
Totally doable.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 on purchases at home improvement stores now through June. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
With an industry-leading distribution network, Grainger can save you tons of downtime by offering over 900,000 products, many ready to ship right when you need them. In fact, 99% of items ordered ship same day. So fast, the International Acronym Committee is considering changing ASAP to ASAG, or as soon as Grainger. At least they would be considering it if there were such a committee. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the total transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-326-2414. 1-800-326-2414. That's 1-800-326-2414. 1-800-326-2414.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You're kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hey there, buddy. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been riding a lot more, which means I've been able to really exercise these pipes of mine. Just listen to them. Sorry about that. Oh, yeah.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance, and that should make you and your bike very happy.
I'm very pleased. All right, so you have to tell this story.
Yes, please.
So I'm looking at all of the cuts that we have from American Idol from last night.
Mm-hmm.
And there are... The
and a Frankie cut, by the Valli way, is a clip of audio.
A clip of audio, thank you. Mm-hmm. So Frankie Valli's on, and Jennifer Hudson's on, and Aretha Franklin is on, and Psy is singing.
Yes.
And so I was wondering how he spelled his name, whether it's P-S-I or P-S-Y.
Right.
And then we decided there was only... One Psy.
There's only one Psy.
And I said, Jennifer?
One Psy fits all.
Yeah.
I'll be back at 8. Here all day. Try the prime rib and tip your waitresses.
All right. Some call reaction talkers on various programs that we monitor who are reacting to the IRS targeting conservative groups.
I find this really upsetting. I'm a member of the Tea Party, and I have worked hard for congressmen like Doug Collins, Tom Graves, Tom Price, that are all great taxpayer champions, and the Tea Party's been behind them. We got a guy that I think is going to be running for governor, David Pennington, and he's going to have a lot of Tea Party support, plus Barry Loudermilk, who's a great state senator. But this really upsets me, and I think it ought to be a definite big investigation, because they're targeting conservative groups, and as a member of the Tea Party, it really bothers me that I go out and work hard to elect candidates like Collins, Graves, Price, Pennington, and Loudermilk, and then to know that we're going to come under this kind of unfair scrutiny. So you don't see that happening on the left. So why is it? Why do you think the IRS is picking on the conservative groups and not the liberal groups? And that's very concerning to me. And but I tell you what this is going to do. They're so upset. We're going to work hard to win. I think you're going to see huge Republican wins, because this has really made the Tea Party members mad, and they're fired up. And I look for huge
mad
Republican wins.
I'm not going to take it anymore. Why is everybody always picking on me?
Yeah.
21 after on Good Day.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The fact that they have a number of people on the stage with him. The top five men are singing Can't Take My Eyes Off of You with Frankie Valli, where he starts it out, though. And then the audience, of course, is doing his usual screaming.
I love you, baby!
God, who is that singing?
Excuse me.
Oh, that was you?
Jennifer and I'm not sure I'm going to give you the top billing anymore after that. All right, so that's how American Idol. There was nothing going on last night other than the winning spot. Did we give it away?
Yeah, a lot of performances.
A lot of performances. Let's not give away the winner, though.
We'll keep everyone in suspense.
Right, exactly. Okay. Last night on the late night programs, Conan O'Brien, Jay Leno, David Letterman, Jimmy Fallon attempted to get you to laugh.
According to a new survey that just came out, 42% of Americans have an unfavorable view of hipsters. Yeah, when they heard this, hipsters said, big deal, we had an unfavorable view of ourselves way before it was cool.
And a Kentucky man has been arrested after allegedly spending the night in a grocery store. Broke into the grocery store where he drank beer, smoked cigarettes, ate steak, ate shrimp, ate a birthday cake, soiled himself, and went to sleep up in the rafters. So apparently he was prepping for a Carnival cruise. I guess he's...
horrible. You know, one of those days where you wake up and you say, oh, what am I going to do? You ever have that, or is it just me? I woke up this morning and I just said, what am I going to do with a topless painting of B. Arthur? People are laughing at me. I spent $2 million on a topless portrait of B. Arthur. But at least now I have a complete set of topless golden girls.
Tonight was the finale of the lowest rated season in American Idol history. Even Seacrest was like, crap, that was tonight? Lowest rated season Idol's ever had. You could tell the show was in trouble when they said, and the winner is, what's her face? Credits roll.
All right. Well, that wasn't so funny.
I thought it was.
I know you did.
I giggled.
I know you did.
Didn't you hear me?
No. Yes, I think I actually did. All right, so now let's turn our attention to something Wendy Williams said on her program yesterday. She's always giving advice, answering audience members' questions. Here is a conversation about making online dating safer.
I'm ready to be in a relationship, and my friends are encouraging me to try online dating. But like you, I like to watch a lot of Lifetime TV, and I'm kind of scared of the killer. How do I vet an online profile to make sure I'm not on a date with Norman Bates?
Well, first of all, there's no guarantee. But a couple of suggestions that I like to give to people include have your meetings during the day someplace crowded, like at a coffee shop or in a park. And make sure it's during the day so that that way you... Oh, and don't tell them exactly where you live. Arrive there on your own and ask a lot of smart questions.
She's without a date in a park.
Prying to the point of making the guy say, like, who do you think I am? But also, and then maybe for a second date, you go to the restaurant, but maybe you bring a friend that sits at the bar over there. So the guy doesn't know, so the guy doesn't know that you're with somebody, but you're with somebody.
Right.
And after that, you're on your own. But I will caution you this. If you are online dating, only use that as 10% of your dating life. The other 90% needs to be lived in the real world.
Okay.
So that would include meeting people with a smile and look them in the eyes. Other single people know the knowing look, you know, when you're single and you want to be approached.
Thank you, sweetheart. All right, the 28 pass.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. The airlines will tell you that they've had their best performance in years, but we have to put that in perspective, and that knowledge will actually help you avoid delays. Yes, airline on-time performance has improved, but it's really the result of fewer flights, airlines padding their schedules, and that new tarmac delay rule that fines airlines for long delays. But there are things that are within your control to avoid delays even before you leave home. It's not just the airline you fly, but what time of day you depart. Flights are more likely to depart on time early in the morning, say between 6 and 9 a.m. It also depends on what time of day your flight arrives. The Department of Transportation also reports the worst flights by route. Chronically delayed flights included Alaska Airlines between Portland and San Francisco, and Southwest between Denver and San Francisco as well. That's when you want to think creatively about alternate airports. SFO has all those delays because of the fog, but nearby Oakland and San Jose don't have the same problems. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
That's what I'm talking about!
At Shell stations all over America, millions are saving big on Shell fuel through the Fuel Rewards Network program. Just shop through FuelRewards.com and dine at participating restaurants to earn rewards. Then, swipe your Fuel Rewards Network card to save big at participating Shell stations.
Yeehaw!
Want to pay less for fuel? A lot less? Sign up free at FuelRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Limit 20 gallons per purchase per vehicle. For information on rewards expiration and other details, see FuelRewards.com.
I'm Jim Furyk, 16-time PGA Tour winner. Whether I'm on tour or vacationing with my family, I make sure MedJet is there with me. It's priceless peace of mind. MedJet keeps me in the game.
As a MedJet member, if you're hospitalized more than 150 miles from home, your membership includes medical transfer to the hospital of your choice. With membership starting at $99, you don't have to be a tour pro to travel like one. Visit MedJetRadio.com to get your membership today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at herbalhealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
It's a good day to get gone.
We're getting it on.
Get gone.
Get gone. Getting
is the proper gerundive. I was around a lot of my former teachers last night. A fellow who had been the football coach when I was in high school died. So there were hundreds of people that went to a last night.
Was that
so,
last night?
Yeah, last night.
Sorry to hear that. You didn't bring that up to us.
Well, I didn't really think about it a lot other than I knew I was going to go to see some of the people who were there. But where it took me was where I'm sure a lot of you go when you have, let's say, a high school, and this is the season, by the way, for a lot of the reunions, high school reunions, college reunions, that sort of thing. But I didn't go to see a lot of the people that I knew in school that were my colleagues. I went to, colleagues, they were my what do you call other students that you were there? Yeah, thank you, Michael.
What?
Contemporaries.
Contemporary?
I just went to pay my respects, and I had been visited earlier in the day by a fellow who's been a great friend of mine for a long, long time. He was the vice principal of the school where I taught in Framingham back in the 60s and 70s. And he always comes when he's in town. He always comes to visit me. And he was in town to go to this event yesterday afternoon, so he came by and visited. And then he was over there, very popular guy. The kids that were in school were all flocking around him. And then there were some other people. It just was bizarre. How many of you have had this experience where you go back to school and it isn't so much the people who are your contemporaries or classmates, it's the teachers. Mm-hmm. You see the teachers. And so this guy, Al Badger, is 78 years old, looks terrific. Then there was Joe Honestchuck, who was the head of the music department.
Honestchuck?
Honestchuck.
Yeah.
Haven't seen him since I stopped teaching, I think in 1972.
Huh.
And he looked at me and I looked at him. He came right over to me. He's 80-some-odd years old now. And we were recounting, I had a friend at the time who had gone to Heidelberg with me, and I got her a job here and he hired her, and he was telling me he remembered so many things about her. And this is, how many years ago? This is 40 years ago, right? 70s, let's see, 80s, 90s, yeah, the hits of the 80s and 90s, and today. Anyway, it's just one of those things. We all have that. I just had a flashback, and I wanted to share it with you.
Can I ask you this weird question, then?
Yes, you may.
About that?
Yes.
Because every time, because I live in the same town that I went to grade school, and
yep.
I still go to church there.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And so, you know, every time I walk on that campus, I revert back to when I was a little kid and kind of, like, abide by the rules and stuff. Like, is that weird or what? Like, you just kind of go back, and you're like, oh, I can't jaywalk, or I can't do this.
Yeah. Somebody's going to, the teacher's going to see me.
It is such a weird state of mind. It's kind of a funny thing.
Well, I met the son of one of my former teachers. His name was Charlie McCarthy. and the son's name is Terry. Mm-hmm. And he looked at me, and I actually don't remember meeting him before, but apparently he remembered meeting me. And so we were talking about his father, who was a wonderful guy. I was the marshal on the third floor at Lincoln Junior High School, and Charlie McCarthy was the science teacher. He's in room 338. And if I fouled up something, he'd stand at the end of the hall and yell, "Dudley!" My given name is Dudley. And for some reason he knew this, and he was talking about it, and so we both yelled loudly, and there were 100 people in the room who stopped talking and looked at us when we did that. But that's the kind of silly stuff that you do when you're sort of reminiscing in a positive way. So I guess one of the things that I would encourage you to do, if you have an opportunity to go to one of these things and you say, "Nah, I'm not going to go. What am I going to? I have nothing in common with those people anymore." You might find it to be fun. They might find it to be embarrassing, too. But it's,
yeah, but you know what's great about those things? You can always leave if you hate it.
Right.
Exactly. I mean, it's kind of fun to just check it out.
Right, exactly. All right, speaking of checking things out, we have a problem with ticks in our country. We're going to
cue the Brad Paisley song. Remember that song?
Get to that. We also have a little gossip. Jennifer,
yes.
Demi Moore is trying to really do a number
on
Ashton Kutcher. What's the story with that?
What's mine is mine. What's yours is mine, too.
Yeah, right. The old thing is, what's mine is mine. What's yours is yours. What's ours is ours. That's not her line. She's got plenty of dough, too.
She's already very, very rich and actually entered the relationship. She was the richer one. Mm-hmm. Is that a proper way to put it? But...
Yeah.
They haven't settled their divorce yet because Demi wants Ashton to pay her a lot of money.
She's got more than he does.
Oh, yeah. She's worth more than him, but she wants spousal support from him, and she wants him to help pay for the renovation on her New York City apartment. She says she's entitled to the money from an online business Ashton got involved with after they split up.
Huh?
I don't know.
She's not going to find much sympathy from people if she keeps that up.
He's willing to give her some money, but how much is still up
in the air?
Why
would you give her? I see, that's the problem
with
being married.
That's what I don't understand.
And the state being involved in this. Why is that fair? What's fair about that?
Especially
when she really helped him get started with all this online stuff. They, as a couple, they were the first two big celebrities that were on Twitter and knew who they were.
Together.
And they talked to people. And they posted videos together.
That was her doing, not his?
That was both
of them.
They're
doing. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're not in agreement with
his popularity online is definitely in part due to her.
How does that translate into money, though?
That's what I am getting at. Is at some point, when you just have silly amounts of money, who cares? End your marriage and walk away.
She's not doing it. She's just angry because
she's
hanging around with.
Oh, yeah.
So who's he hanging around with?
Mila Kunis.
Is she cute?
Oh, yeah.
Is she?
Well, you don't think so because I brought her up to you before. But I think she's pretty.
Yeah. All right, well, listen, I think there's a lot to be said for people just kind of playing it cool, and not a lot of celebrities know how to do that. Just be cool about these sorts of things.
Cool.
Yep. All right, stars getting sick. Michael Douglas reveals in an interview that's out now in New York Magazine that it took his doctors 9 months to figure out that he had throat cancer. Huh? I think I'd have been looking for some new doctors after that.
Well, does he still live all the time in Bermuda?
You know, I don't know
because
about that.
Because I can imagine that their doctor system is maybe a little different than ours.
Apparently,
he takes a lot of New York.
He went to a doctor in Montreal.
That's weird.
After he'd gone to a number of other doctors, and it became known at the time they did a biopsy. Doctor called and said that he had to go right in because he had stage 4 throat cancer, and stage 4 any kind of cancer is not good. And the fact that Michael Douglas is still walking around on the planet,
he really did defy the odds because he was sick for a long time.
Yep. Yeah, he was.
And he's starting, have you noticed? Because you could tell he was sick. He looked sick. But he's starting to look pretty good now again. Have you noticed that?
I think he and his wife are big smokers.
They are.
Catherine Zeta-Jones, big smoker,
too.
And she's suffering from it now. And they ought to be poster people for the anti-smoking movement. Because they really are really negative examples of how you can be affected and how it can ruin your life. Really ruin your life. All right, so let's see. I was interested in a couple of things that I saw this week, Jennifer, about Charlie Sheen, who is doing a pretty good job of taking care of his children, at least financially.
Financially.
Right. He offered to increase child support payments to his former wife, Denise Richards. How many children does he have with her?
Well, would you like to know why he's increasing that?
Okay, yeah, either or would be good.
He's got two kids with Denise.
Yeah.
Denise adopted a child on her own.
Ah.
Here's the problem. His ex is in rehab because she can't stay off
Brooke Mueller.
She can't stay off the crystal meth. They have two children together, two little boys.
Mm-hmm.
Denise Richards is taking care of the two little boys because no one can get it together.
So she's taking care of the children she had with Charlie Sheen and that Brooke Mueller had with Charlie Sheen.
Correct.
And so he's been nice to her, including getting her a ride across the country in his plane.
As he should, yes.
Right, for a Mother's Day gift.
Right.
And he apparently is, I think she's cute. She's a little skinny at the moment, but she was cute in that James Bond movie.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody knows who she is.
Yeah.
So what's the problem with Brooke Mueller? She's just can't get off.
She's addicted pretty heavily to crystal meth. She's talked about how she did it when she was pregnant. She was in rehab, I think, two or three
she
times
was pregnant.
When she was pregnant
she
with
was
those boys.
On drugs while she was pregnant with those kids?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, and she just can't seem to kick it. I mean, she's been in rehab many, many times. And
She's with Lindsay Lohan at the Betty Ford Center.
Betty Ford, sure.
That is a pair.
I know. Maybe they'll be friends.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she must know her indirectly because Charlie Sheen has taken Lindsay kind of under his wing, so to speak.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. All right. So she's in the psych ward. Now, there's also a story that she's connected to the mob.
Yeah. Well, there's a story that is maybe not true. When she was kind of high out of her mind and the police came to her house, she started threatening them with the fact that she was connected to the mom. Do you know who I am?
Yeah.
I'm connected. And hey, maybe she is. You never
know. I'm Reese Witherspoon.
But I'll tell you right now that because of my new friends that have some friends, they don't tolerate that kind of behavior in the mob. So if she were truly related to them, they do not tolerate that addiction kind of stuff because it gets in the way and people start yapping. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. You can't control what people say.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So
take that, Mueller.
All right. So that's the latest in the gossip department, folks. 16 and a half for the hour on the Good Day program. How's your hair looking? Is it thinning more and more every day? Jennifer's is good. Kenny's got a good head of hair. Michael, he cuts his hair short.
Doesn't he?
You can't really tell. But it looks like, you know how you can look, you can always tell why somebody's shaving their head usually, because you can see the bald spot in the middle and you can see the hair that was there. It's just dark enough.
That and they look like a psycho.
Yeah.
Like Michael does.
Yeah. Well, Michael doesn't look like, come on, Rich, you be nice to Michael. It's be nice to Michael Day.
I know he does it in the mirror going, you looking at me?
Does he cut his own hair?
Absolutely, yes.
Does he really?
You think?
Save a couple of bucks?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, he shaves it. He'll tell you, he shaves it by himself all the time.
Yeah. All right. Well, if you want to not be like Michael or the rest of us, you want to take care of your hair because it's thinning. Most of us have pretty good heads of hair. We have a permanent sort of a neat fix for you, and the product's called Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A. It's a natural hair thinning treatment. It doesn't make your hair thinner. It makes it thicker, and it actually cleans out the pores so your hair will grow back quickly. Brilliant results. I have a stack of email from people who have used this since the beginning of the year when we started talking about it. So they've left their thinning hair behind them, and you can safely and naturally do the same thing. Imagine, no more hair falling out into the sink. No more hair going down the drain in the shower. No more dreaded bald spots. That's how good this is. Guaranteed or your money back. And it's perfectly safe if your hair is colored as well. Men and women are using Provia. Your mirror will show you that it's working, and you'll get compliments from a lot of people as well when they see, hey, your hair looks great, different, what are you doing? So you can tell them about Provia and the guaranteed results. You have to have better hair or you get your money back. Call 800-525-8319 and do it now. 800-525-8319. Get a free month supply of Provia when you mention Doug Steffen. And get free rush shipping as well. So a free month supply, free shipping. Call right now and get an extra luxury surprise as well. It's Doug Steffen's name you want to use when you call 800-525-8319.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Proper selection of replacement tires for your Buick is crucial to maintaining optimal safety, performance, and efficiency. Consideration must be given to vehicle type, weight, and...
How about some music?
Sure. And driving environment. Critical specifications impacting...
Oh, I love this. Turn it up.
Impacting overall operation of the vehicle, including drive and handling at... Never mind.
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. Get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends May 31st, 2013.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center, sir. This way to the parlor.
You mean the lobby?
No, sir, that's the foyer. Shall I ring the valet?
Nah, I already parked.
Right.
Butlers would make tire shopping fancy, but they wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center, with online scheduling, extended hours, and top brands like Die Hard and the Mighty Road Handler. Buy three, get one free on Goodyear Eagle GTs and up to $80 in mail-in rebate on eligible Goodyear tires. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offer ends 5/18. Free tire, vehicle of lesser value. Rebate ends 6/1. Rebate ranges from $40 to $80. Installation required. See store for details.
So far, nobody has signed up for the job of tick census taker. However, veterinarian Dr. Susan Little says that she knows that tick numbers are definitely on the rise. In fact, compared to, let's say, 30 years ago, tick numbers are exploding. So it follows there are incidents of tick-borne disease in people and in dogs. I took a couple of ticks off of Charlotte last night, so maybe kind of look around and see what's going on here. A lot of insidious diseases, names you can't pronounce, that are tick-borne diseases. I got a tick. I pulled a tick off of my hip yesterday when I took a shower. You can track the explosion in tick populations by following
the deer. That is so hot, by the way. Your stock with our female listeners has just skyrocketed.
Really, because I had a tick on my butt.
On your hip.
Yeah. Anyway, it's not just the deer, though.
That's your original hip, right?
I have both. I'm hip, Richie.
It's both stock, my hips are stock hip. Equipment.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, right. Oh,
yes. Yeah, original. Factory equipment. Anyway, so the Department of Pathology at the Oklahoma State University says that turkeys and squirrels also carry ticks.
Who watches out for them?
Yeah, that's it. The problem is that they don't know that they have the problem because their hides are so
what
thick.
What if you eat a tick turkey?
Ooh, that's horrible. Look out for ticks!
This sounds like a cartoon.
Check you for ticks. I know the perfect little path.
Man, I love that buttstock pouch on your Mosin Nagant. Where'd you get it?
Strike Hard Gear. They have lots of hard-to-find gear for us comblock shooters, like chest rigs and pouches for your SKS Duckbill magazines.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Plus, a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. Enter GCN for a 5% discount on all products at StrikeHardGear.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
After the hour, we go from TikTok to TikTok time.
A tick.
That may be one of the... Michael, have Michael post that TikTok conversation.
The TikTok.
Whatever we did on the in the anthology department there. Is he really at DougStephan.com?
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be knocking down the doors to hear about you pulling a tick off of your hip.
Michael, get that right up. People are waiting for it.
Knocking at my door. All right, meanwhile, to go from TikTok...
Michael, don't post that.
Oh, no, Michael, post it. People are wanting to have more personal information about all of us, Richie.
Yeah, that would be considered...
When you talk about...
That would
about
be considered tick clutter.
TikTok.
Ew.
TikTok. Shelley Palmer is here talking about the story of a man who had to get part of his skull and face removed 4 years ago. And he's now been perfectly fitted with a facial prosthetic made by a 3D printer.
Awesome.
If you thought we were off the charts here, and the guy can, if he doesn't like it, can get a gun and shoot himself, make it from the same 3D printer. Anyway, Shelley Palmer and the story of the 3D printer, yet, what is this, Redux? Isn't that what you say? R-E-D-A-U-X, Redux?
That's
revisiting.
Too cool.
Yeah, the 3D printer and how this works. Stand by for that info in a moment here on Good Day.
Prices are falling fast at Rent-A-Center. It's the Rack Roll Down. We've rolled down prices throughout the store to the lowest levels ever. Shop our new lower prices on your favorite brands. Everyone's pre-approved for 90 days same as cash or flexible weekly or monthly payments with no credit needed. Hurry in and save like never before with new lower prices at Rent-A-Center. See store for details. Pre-approval means no credit check or credit required. Rental purchase transaction. 90 days same as cash. Now valid in Vermont.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living. 4 years ago, a British man named Eric Moger had a tennis ball-sized tumor removed from the left side of his face, along with most of his face itself. Because of the surgery, Moger had to eat and drink through tubes inserted into his stomach. But Moger's life changed recently as doctors used CT and facial scans to create a blueprint for the part of his skull they had removed. That blueprint was then used to create a perfectly fitted facial prosthetic out of nylon plastic, which was then attached to his skull and let him eat and drink normally again. success of the printing and surgery has led the implant specialist who helped create Moger's 3D printed jaw and face prosthetic to hope to develop techniques to allow 3D printing in silicone. 3D printing is still relatively new, but when you hear a story like this, you just have to smile. As the technology improves, 3D printing's role in medicine will expand as well, bringing hope to people that traditional procedures couldn't help. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it. For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Life is extraordinary, and since 1935, GNC has offered everything you need to achieve your goals. From our more than 30 customized VitaPack programs to a full array of sports nutrition products, become a GNC VIP by joining our new member price program. Join for free and start saving up to 50% off every item every day. Invest in your health now, and you'll profit for life. Let our experts get you started today. Every day counts. Respect yourself. GNC. Live well.
Switch your business to AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk on America's fastest 4G LTE network and get a free Samsung Rugby 3. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, and flexible network technology. With AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk, get a free Samsung Rugby 3 for every new CRU line, a company-paid line of service. Strong phone, stronger service, unbeatable offer. Visit an AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer, free phone on new activations only. Requires tier commitment to eligible plans plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk service.
All right, rethink possible. Let's go back to the idea of a facial prosthetic made by a 3D printer that Shelley Palmer just told us about. I'm listening to this and thinking, what else can you do? Can I make a file cabinet with a 3D printer?
Oh, that would be easy.
Can you make
a
chair?
You can make a face. Think how easy it would be to make a chair.
You can make anything with a 3D printer.
But can you make the internal component? You have to make them separately. Like you couldn't make a computer screen.
Right.
You have to make the components separately and put it together.
Yeah, I don't think you can print glass yet. I don't know that they've...
Isn't it? But amazing.
But see, it's all what they can put into the printer cartridge, what kind of material.
Who came up with this idea?
A really smart person, Dougie.
Yeah.
How do you put this technology all together? My God, this is
amazing.
Well,
see, if first you get out the blueprints, and then you...
Yeah, but I mean, whose mind works like this? Whose mind... This is the amazing thing about...
Mine does, really. I just like to hide it from
you. Yeah.
It's really kind of... I mean, I could not wrap my brain around it when I first heard about it. And then I was like, you know, it's really kind of simple. It's just...
Yeah, watch the video. It's fun.
It's just layer after layer after layer after layer until the shape you've designed is complete.
I still find it awfully hard to imagine being able to do that sort of thing. But we'll put your mind into that gear.
I'm going
to
print you a new face.
Really, Rich? I kind of like the face I have.
I do, too. I'll print that for somebody else.
Ah, perfect. All right, so faces in the focus here on the Good Day program, 59 past the hour.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.